Right, so we're getting to the top of Kufyud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're continuing the Gemara that ended off with a question as regards whether the din or the Pesach Halacha has been a dino or kanto. They said, why do you care? Right, Rav Yosef said to Rav Huna Bar Chiya, why do you care whether it's a knas or a din? That was Paskins over here. So he says, based on what they've seen Rav Nachman do in the Beis Din, so he says to him, if it's a din, meaning it's an ikar p'sak halacha, that teaches us that dini de garmi, we're going to be mechayev. If it's a kanto, then it's unique. Knas, by definition, is a fine, it's outside the realm of normal payments. And since it's outside that realm, then it's a chiddush. Chiddushu, then we can't learn to other areas. And it would have been a penalty for a specific individual who seemed to be a recurring offender. When it came to a repeat offender, when it came to turning over other people's property. So Gemara says in the second line, not Tamra, Dimikansa lo Gamrina. How do you know that you can't learn from Knas to another Knas? The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Brishona, Yomrim, Hamitame, Vaminasek. Right in the beginning, they used to say that when it comes to, being Mechayev, somebody to pay for Hezek, that is Enonikar. Right, even though it's Hezek Shenu Nikar, which is really Dinei Digarmi over here, nevertheless, you would be Chayav. So they said that you'd be Chayav for Hamitamei, somebody who's Motamei, Tarot of his friend, and Minasech, and someone who pours the wine of his friend, right, makes it into Yayin Nasech, makes it into wine that was poured as a libation to Avodah Zarah. Chazul Amar, they then included Af Hamidameh, right, that even someone who makes Midameh, Midameh is someone who mixed up his Chulin with Truma, took somebody else's Chulin, mixed it up with Truma, so he can no longer eat it. He has to give it to the Kohen. He has to sell it off to the Kohen. No. That's it, at a lower price. So Mar says, Chazru in, lo Chazru lo. That they have to come specifically and introduce a new Tekana, or a new Gzeirah, or new Knas, to say that you not only you're Chayav for Metamei, and Minasich, right, those are Knasot, because really you're not Chayav, because it's Hezek, Shenu Nikar, and therefore you could just say, you know, the object is still there, you can really say, Arishal Chalaf Anecha. Nevertheless, we say there that the person is chayav midinei knas. Then we add it on a midameah. Why do we have to add on a midameah as a specific takana chachamim, rather than just saying that we can learn it out? If midameh and minasecha this way, why not midameh? So it says la mishum dekanto hu dekanto lo garminu mina. Isn't because it's an additional case of knas. If this is an additional case of knas, we can't learn from it. Mar says love. In the beginning we thought Sahefsid Meruba Khashishu. When it came to Takana Khamim, we only did the Takana Khamim in cases where there was a Hefsid Meruba. What's a Hefsid Meruba? Mitamei. When you mitame the Tarotab, you can't use them at all. Right? When he's Tahor, I mean it's a limited time that he can use them. Ramanasik is worthless because then it's gone, it's a servant up. Mitamea, you have to sell it off to the Kohen, excluding the Drei Trumashubo, or at a lower price, but it's a hefsed, but it's not a total loss of everything there. So maybe we shouldn't be mitakim. Maybe you can't extrapolate, right, the knas that's by mitameh minasech to mitameh. So that's why we have to. So therefore, that's the ruva chashu, that's the mu'ad lo chashu. So, zavre the different mu'ad, nami chashushu. And that's what they came back and made a new takana to introduce to us that even when there's a hefsed mu'ad, they are chushesh. So we can't prove anything about knas from here. This could have been a logical argument that the logical argument failed. And that's why they couldn't extend the knas to midameya. It says, Ini, is that the way you can explain it? Vatani Abu Ad Rabbi Avin. The Abu Ad Rabbi Avin had a different way of explaining it. Prishona, Yomrim HaMitameh VeHaMidameya. They only HaMitameh HaMidameya were Chayav individually. Chazru Lamar Afa Minasich. Then they went to say, and they added on Minasich, and then Chazruin. Right? That's if only if they changed their minds, or they went and made a new Takana. Lo Chazru Lo. My time, what's the reason? Of course, right, it must be that we didn't learn out from a kanas. So, obviously over here you can't answer a hefsed merubah versus hefsed muat, because the hefsed merubah is the one that they were, right, mitameh, that's the one that they introduced in the end. So it says, well, I have a difference for me, kara sabre ki rabbi abin. Originally they thought like rabbi abin. Ulu so sabre ki rabbi yirmiya. In the end they held like rabbi yirmiya. What does that mean? Me karas davri kabi abin. They held the kabi abin. Damar kabi abin. Zarak chet mitchilat arba. He throws a arrow. Right, shoots an arrow from the beginning of four avos. Ulzof arba, and then at the end of four, I think really the zof arba right? And it went to the end of Arba Karashirayim Balichato. And on its way, it cut through or destroyed some shirayim, seems probably some silk or some expensive type of garment that went away. Patur. He is patur. Why?
This
is on Shabbos, right? Very good. This is on Shabbos. So, Arba Amos on Shabbos is the definition of what is considered Havara, right? To be carrying on Shabbos. So here has to go from 4 Amos is the minimum amount to be classified as carrying. So until it reaches the 4 Amos, you would have thought maybe you should only be Chayab once you reach the 4 Amos. If you're only Chayab in Shabbos once you reach the 4 Amos, then the damages you did on the way, you should be Chayab for. The monetary damages you should be Chayab for. Right, why would you be patur? Because of Kimlei the Rabbi Mine. So why is that? Shari Harei Akirat Zorchanachahi. That's Rabbi Abin's position. Rabbi Abin's position is that carrying is not juice accomplished at the moment that you put it down at the end of the four amos, but rather carrying is a process that includes both akira, lifting it up, and hanacha, and placing it down. So when you combine the akira and hanacha together, in that totality, or from that totality, you get a havara, you get a carrying. So because of that totality of carrying, that means that the accomplishment of the melacha is over a period of time, over a duration. That duration includes the time when you cut through the shirayim. That means that which is mitzchayev b'nafsho, that which is b'mechayev you on Shabbos, is also at the period of time when you cut through the shirayim. Right? So therefore, kimlei the rabbi mitzchayev b'nafsho. So the stoves, Abreku Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the end they held like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishatak bo kanyo. Now, for the moment you pick it up, you are koned. So what do you mean, the moment you pick it up, you're kanya? Yechayv le mamon. Mitzchayev b'nafsho, lo v'yad shat nisuch. Right, this comes to Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach, at the time that you're Magbiya it, the moment that you're Magbiya it, you become Chayab, meaning that you're Chayab in the Gneva and the Gzela. The Chiyu for being Menasech Lifnei Avodah Zarah only comes once you actually pour the wine Lifnei Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we separated between the Chiyu of Mitzvah, which is a Menasech, which is happening later, and the Chiyu of Mamon, which already preceded the time that you are Menasech. Therefore, we said there is no kimlei the rabbi mnei, and you would be chayav. Right? So the original avamina was that the picking up the ball was the torah menaseich, just like by Shabbos. Akira is torah hanacha. So the ball was the torah menaseich, and therefore you could not be chayav for being menaseich because you're chayav mito. And the Gemara says no, that's right. No, that's different. Maybe it's different, or it's a machlokas. Right? Either it's different because here the ball. Right, the Agbah is not necessarily the Torah Nisuch. I mean, the Agbah, right, is something that precedes it, but not necessarily a Torah Menasech, as opposed to where you have a Kira and Acha. Kira and Acha, right, are a totality of a Melacha. So if Nacha is a Kira and Acha, makes it a process, a Melacha that involves a process or involves duration. Right, now in Nesach, the only thing you need to do is pour the wine out. The Agbah is what's Ma'afshir you to do it, but not necessarily part of the process of being Menasech. Hagbah is not part of that talit haminasech. And therefore over here, right, you would be chayav, and that's why the Chachamim introduced this takana. Funa, so Gemara leaves it, even though, I mean, that we know that we don't learn from Knas to other places. The simple pshat in all of these issues is that you can't learn from Knas to another Knas. But the Gemara, in bringing proofs to this, rejects them and gives logical arguments why it changed, even though technically, right, or the easiest explanation is to say that you can't extrapolates knas one case to the next.
Right, exactly.
Ravuna Bar Yehuda equal the Bay Abune. Ravuna Bar Yehuda went to Bay Abune, which is a place. After the Kameh the Rova, he came before Rova. I'm assuming he came before Rova, not in Bay Abune, but after another period of time, because Rova did not live in Bay Abune. Says, while you were there, did anything happen? Did you get a psat? Did you get a case? People ask you a shayla. I had a case where Yisrael was being forced under duress by a non-Jewish anas. He shows him his friend's money to get himself out of trouble. He gives him his friend's money, points to his friend's field. But Yazid, that's what came to me, and I made him chayav. Right? This is someone is who must steal atzmo b'mamon chaveiro. Someone who saves himself from mamon chaveiro is chayav. You gotta go back and you gotta pay them back. You gotta reverse the psak halacha. You're wrong over here. The time you have a bright, the Yisrael Shantua of the Chamim, Erem Amun Chaviro, Patur. In that case, you are patur. V'im naso benotam biyad, if you physically give it to them, or really if you make it acceptable to them, that this property, then you are chayav. Amar Rabba says, if he shows on his own volition, meaning that they were not demanding it of him, but he goes and volunteers the property, that's as if you physically gave it to them, meaning that you are bringing them to this point, or bringing them over to this property without them even asking for it, that's so how Gavra Dansua Ubdi Chavim, this guy was being pressured. Right, by the Ubdi Chavim, to Zumba Akhme, Akamra, the Rabbi Mari, Bray the Rabbi Vimkas, Bray the Rabbi Chista. He went ahead and showed them the wine of Rabbi Mari, Barab Fedpas, Rabbi Chista. Amalei, Dari, Paramate, Be'adan. He said to them, you come along and carry with us. So he, you know, meaning that not only he has to show them the wine, but he says, you've got to carry this back to the Beit Melech. Right, you've got to carry this back to the, wherever we're going, you're going to carry it with us. So Dor Bamati Badayo, so he went ahead and he carried the wine along with him. After the coming to Ravashi Patrine, Ravashi says you Fador. Why? That's the case of Ansua Obde Chavim, and he points to the property. Amalei Rabbanon the Ravashi Vatanya Vimnatanatan Vyat Chayav. If the Brisa says if he gets physically involved, right, then he is Chayav. And over here he got physically involved. He carried the wine back to the Beit HaMelech. So Amalei Hani Milei Fatalo Ukme Aloy Meikara. No. That is, right, when no sevinotem b'yad is if they're not there already. The old chachamim already haven't already, in a sense, taken possession of the property, haven't found what they wanted. Then, if you make it accessible to them, sevinotem b'yad, by making it accessible to them, then you're chayav. Over here, there's two stages. The first stage was ansu of the chachamim, and he pointed to the wine. Once he pointed to the wine, in that case, he's patur. After he pointed to the wine, right, then it becomes the possession, it's in the possession of the old chachamim. They took it. Now, they say, once it's in their possession, they decide, yeah, come and schlep our stuff. Meaning that it's theirs already, come and schlep it. If he already gave it to them, or showed them where it was in the beginning, then it's as if it's burnt or consumed. Right? I would think burnt or consumed is because once they get a hold of the yain, it becomes tam yainam, right? And then it's yain that's not going to be useful anymore. But once they take possession of it, it's as if it's not there anymore. Once it's not there anymore, then he goes and takes it, then it's not an issue. Nosim, nosim, yad. Eitve, Rabbi Bo, the Ravashi, is that really true? Amalo, anato, shitli, pkiyad, amir. The anato says to him, pass me this, bundle, tied up, sheaves over here to, zem. Oh, eshkol anavim zem. Oh, give me this, bunch of grapes. Lo, shitlo, and then he passed it to him. Chayav, in that case, he's chayav. Over there also, he asked them to show him where it was, and then he said to pass it to them. So why don't we say that the halacha is like you, Ravashi, where he should not be chayav? Says, that's the case where they're standing on two sides of the river, and they can, I can prove that to you, the gani hoshit, that he passed it to him, lo gani itni, that pass, give it to me, or tain, or no, gani tain, or give it to me, shmamina. So over here, by the way, it's a term that we find in other places. Trei Ever is an arrow. It's actually a halachic term that we find by Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Mikshol. That is only classified as Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Mikshol if the person couldn't otherwise access the item or do it without your help. How do you know that? Or what is the definition of when a person needs your help? That's called Trei Ever is an arrow. If you're standing on one side of the river and he's standing on the other side of the river, that's something where he needs your help. Whereas if it's chad avr zanaro, if it's on one side of the river, then you are not lifnei iver lo titein mikshol. It might be a mitzayel lo brei avera, but you're not lifnei iver. It's the same thing over here. If they are kaiv bechad avr zanaro, if the old chachamim have access to the item and you show it to them, or they're really asking for it and you point it to them, then that's called chad avr zanaro, and that's not classified as being what noseh benotein biyad. And even there, if you help them or you end up physically being involved, that's really after they've taken possession of it. On the other hand, if you're called, you betray him, and without you, the Ovid Chacham has no access to the thing that he's looking for. So even though, it's first of all, he's asking you for the item, you're showing him the item, nevertheless, he can't get it without your help. So since you're providing the help that makes it accessible to him or makes it possible for him to get it, then already you are considered to be a noseh benotein biyad, and in that case, you will be chayav. Alright, how shuta davnatze ala betray? There was a net or a trap that was put out or that was there that two people were fighting over who belonged to. Hi, I'm Arthur. It's like an introduction to Baba Matzia. Little taste. Right, two guys are pulling on the trap and they think one owns him and the other one says I own it. So, hi, I'm Arthur. Deyu, hi, I'm Arthur. Deyu. Which one says it's mine? Also, Machan Minayu. One of them went ahead. Umasu the Fahar Hagna. The Malka. He went and gave it over to one of the Pekidei HaMelech. Sounds like he must be some sort of person that's in power to collect taxes or something like that. So as his payment of taxes or to push off or to ward off this parhagna, he gave him the net, one of the people. So Marabaya, Kolomar, Anaki Masre, Dide Masre. So we should say he's not Chayav. If he had been most their other people's property, then he would be Chayav. Over here, he could just say, look, it's mine. I think it's mine, and I gave it over because I think it's mine. What do you mean? What right does he have to say it's his? We don't know it's his. He makes a claim that it's his. We don't know that it's his. Elama Rava Mishamtinanle. We put him in the Shamta Adamaitile until he brings this net back to us, the Koi Benino, so we can execute a judgment on the case, so we can decide whether it's his or someone else's. But until he brings it back, we can't have it in. And this person will put him in Shamta until he does that. He exited improperly. Oh, Gabro. Davabai Achvuye Ativna de Chavrik. He wanted to show, he wanted to be moser the teven, right, the straw of his friend, right, some sort of grains or straw of his friend. He wanted to show to the muscles of his people to come and take them, for the base of milk to take them, and the onus to come and take them. After coming to Rav, he went to Rav, and told him that's what he's going to do. Amalei dos chavei, dos chavei. Don't show it, don't show it. Amalei machavino, machavina, too bad. I'm going to show it, and I'm going to show it. Yati Rav Kana Kami, the Rav Kano, was sitting in front of Rav. So he took a drastic action here. Shamte the Koe Mine. He broke the guy's neck. He basically killed him. Alright, so now the question of whether he killed him intentionally, because he felt it was so chutzpedik to Rav, number one, and number two is he was being moser, right, Mamon Yisrael, right, through the Ovdech of him. So he felt he was right in the Mitzah and he killed him. Or he intended to hit him, but it went a little harder than he thought, and he ended up dying, and that wasn't his intent. So, Kari Rav Aloi, Rav said about him, Banecha ulfu shachvu perosh kol chutzot ketav mechmer. Ketom mechmer. So, Banecha ulfu, they were mitalech and shachvu, right, they passed out, they were tired, and they laid down perosh kol chutzot and all the outdoors, right, the top places, all the big places. Ketom mechmer. Kito mechmar. What is kito mechmar? So I said, to mechmar is like a chaya, a bar. Right? That the chaya, bar, the wild animal that's caught in a trap. So it says, mato zekim shinafal b'mechmar. This animal, once it's put into a trap, imrach min alav. Nobody has remrachamim alav. That's once they capture it, they're going to keep it. Afamon shizo, kevin shinafal b'yadukhim, imrach min alav. And once they get a hold of Mamon Yisrael, they're not going to have Rechamim over here. So it's over here. When he's Masur Moser, the money of Mamon Yisrael to the non-Jews, they're not going to be Rechamim. Number one, he can't get it back. And number two is that once they give him access to it, they're not just going to take a little, they're going to take a lot. They're going to come and take a ton of it. So already he caused me. So Rav was justifying, or in some way justifying, the position of Rav Gana, that this guy was a Moser. And since he was a Moser, he was Chayav Mita. Aval, problem is, I'm like Rav Kana, I didn't have a part time. However, we were living under the rule of the Persians, so Kaptei Ashvichus Damim, they don't care about killing. Hashi Yevanai, now this Greek showed up, the Kaptei Ashvichus Damim. They do worry about killing. Bamim Radim Radim, they're going to say about you, murderer, murderer. I mean, they're going to come after you and, put you to judgment over here that you killed somebody. So you have to get out of here. Now there's a change in the gears. First of all, what? The Persians
different.
Right, the Persians, they did precede the Greeks. Right, we had the Babel, then you had, right, Paras, Umadai, and then you had Yavan, and then you had, right, the Romans, right, that's the order, historical order of what happened. He says that, first we had the Persians, then we had the Yavanim. If you see, the Mesorot HaShas has a gear so that reverses it. Tosfos deals with some of the issue, which is that it's clear that they're living at a later time, right? I mean, here we're talking about Rav and Rav Kahana. We're living at a time of, post Eretz Yisrael, meaning a time that they're living in Babel, right? They're living in Babel under whose rule is questionable. right? Whose rule is, who's really ruling over Bavel at that period of time? And we have other Gemaras that indicate that the Persians were ruling over there. And now, so what was it, the Greeks? Was it the Persians? Who was it that was ruling over there? Tosfos says that they were, it changed over. That they were different Tsarim and Pekidim, and sometimes they were Greeks and sometimes they were Persians that ruled over those areas of Bavel, or over those areas where they were in. But it seems at least that there was some change in, or at least government change over time. Because of the change in government, he was afraid for Rav Kahana's life. It says, Kom Sak by Rav Yisrael. Run away to Eretz Yisrael. Right? If the, if they don't have an extradition policy with Eretz Yisrael, so run away to Eretz Yisrael. We call you a lot, so let's take you to Rav Yochanan. Go sit and learn in front of Rav Yochanan. Would you have to accept that you sit in front of Rav Yochanan and you won't ask so many questions for Sheva Shnin, for 7 years. For 7 years, you sit in front of Rav Yochanan and learn by him, but you won't ask any questions.
Was it like a punishment?
Alright, so that's a question. It seems pretty clear from here that, I mean, part of it, they had to get away because they were going to catch him. Right, but it seems from the fact that he told him to sit in front of Yochanan and then ask questions for 7 years, that he required some form of kapara. Why he required kapara? Neither because...
he killed the guy.
Right. One might be that he killed the guy, but if he, even if he's justified, I mean, if there's a possibility that he's justified in killing him, nevertheless, right, he didn't do it, he did. He did it in front of Rebbe Rav. Right, there are other things that are very problematic over here. I, personally, this is just my shot, I would say, what was the problem with here? Rav Kahana was a actor in a way that was impulsive or a kabdan. Right, so what does Rav tell him to do? Go up there to Israel, run around to the open and not ask questions, right, for 7 years. Meaning that this is a way to, hey, to rectify that meat of impulsiveness is to sit and don't ask questions for 7 years. You see, one didn't last very long. Azal Ashkechei the Reish Lakish. So he found that Reish Lakish was obviously a Talmud Mufas, right? So he was the Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan. The other became a Simon Tipsa the Yom of the Rabbanan. He was giving the Chazara Shir for the Rabbanan. Reish Lakish would give the Chazara Shir over the Shir, right, of Rabbi Yochanan. So he was at the end. He came, sounds like either Reish Lakish had left already or Reish Lakish wasn't there. Zamalo, Reish Lakish, hey, so where is Reish Lakish? Zamalo, I'm right. What do you need Reish Lakish for? And says, Zamalo, I have this question, my peruka, and this answer. I'm related to Reish Lakish. They told Reish Lakish about this guy who's, saying all this stuff. I saw Reish Lakish, I'm related to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to Rabbi Yochanan and said, Ari Alami Bavel. We got a lion that showed up from Bavel. Right? Make sure you're ready for the shir tomorrow. Extra preparation for the shir tomorrow. Machar Dua Bidara Kamal. Kameh to Rabbi Yochanan. They stand him in the front row in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Zama Shmaita Tavlo Akshe. He said over the Shmaita, no question. Shmaita Tavlo Akshe. Christ more didn't get it. Antate Achorei Shevadare. Ah, those Sevadare Abadra. So they would push him back. Every time he didn't ask the question on the shear, they used to push him back to the row behind. So he got back to the seventh row, which was the back row. So I'm like, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokish, right? Rabbi Yochanan says to Hashem Menachish, Areish, Amarta, this lion that you talked about, not Seshuel. So he became, right, from Shurashim Shulim Katanim, and that he became a small fox. He's a little guy, right, doesn't speak up, he's got a small bark, this is no Ari. So Rav Kahana says, right, you see him already. He can't hold back. Says, what if you're at home, that these seven rows that I was pushed back will be the equivalent of 7 years. Which clearly was, again, the way I think you're explaining it is clearly not what Rav intended, because that's exactly the problem. Seven rows for him was 7 years, and he couldn't hold back anymore. He needed to speak up. Damarli Rav, come a kare, stood up on his feet. Amalei nehadem arberesha, start the shear over. Amar shmaita dav aksha, he said over shmaita, he asked the question name. Bukmei b'dar kama, they brought him back to the front row. Amar shmaita dav aksha, he kept saying stuff and he was just one of the next. He was maksha, and the whole shear again, he went through it. Rabbi Yochanan, Abba Yosef, Asheva b'tarke. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on seven bistarke, or some either Karim Biskisto that is mentioned over here on the side, some pillows and sheets. But it sounds like, mats, if you're thinking about the Persia, he had some rugs on him, a bunch of Persian rugs. And he was sitting on, he was the Isha Chashuv here, right? The man Talmidei Chachamim. Shaflei Chada Bistarka Bitudei. Every time he had Rav Kahana, he used to ask him a question, they pulled one mat out from under him. Amar Shmaitis of Akshalei had the Shaflei Kulu Bistarke. He kept saying over things, asking questions until he was sitting on the floor. And it sounds like they gave him to Rav Kahana, but whatever. You're sitting on the floor. Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef al Ara. Rabbi Yochanan Gavra Saba. Havoi was an older man. Already his eyebrows, already had gotten very long, overgrown, and he was unable to see or to, that they had already caused his eyesight. I don't know, really, eyebrows, that's what Gabote 9, but at least maybe eyelashes. Whatever it was, it was hard for him to see forward above his or get through this, whatever was blocking his vision. I'm really Dalile Einai. Lift up my eyes. These are the stories of Rabbi Yochanan. Same thing when they had the son of Rish Lakish also was in front of Rabbi Yochanan. A similar story that he was sitting there learning in front of him, and then he said something in Harif, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, right, Dalile Einai, same thing over here.
Right.
And he was pulled him away. Right, his mother pulled him away and says, I don't want to happen to you what happened to Rish Lakish. Right, it's the same thing over here. We're going to see again. Same problem. And I can see him. They brought him the special silver fork eyebrow lifter. This was a common tool found in their desk. The eyebrow lifter, the silver eyebrow lifter. Chaza the part that they saw that his lip was, the bottom lip was split. He thought he was laughing at him. He thought that when it was split, it looked like he was laughing at him. He was obsessed. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan became distraught by the fact that Rabbi Kahana was laughing at him from asking all those questions. And Rabbi Kahana died. Machar Amalu Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan told the Rabbanan, "Chazitu the Bavlo, he called it. You saw this Babylonian. You see how he was laughing at us. He chavit Amulei Darche Halchi." He says that was his way, meaning that he had a cut lip, and Rashi says he was cut his whole life. His lip was cut over here. Mean that he, they wasn't laughing at you, that was just his physical appearance. So, Al the Gabe Marto, so he goes to the cave where they had buried him. Chazu the Ava Hadra, Le Achno, he said that there was a snake blocking the doorway, meaning there was a wrapped up snake that had its mouth and its tail in its mouth. Amale Achno, Achno, Patok Pumech, Yikanes, the Rabbi Tavatamid, open your mouth so the Rav can go into the student, Velo Patok. Yikanes, Chaver, it's the Chaver, let me go to my Chavrusa, Velo Patok. Let the Tamid go in front of the Rav, Patach. But then he let him go in. Boy, Rach my book, man. He davened for him, and he brought him back to life. Amalei, Yehava, Yadano, the Darchei, the Marhoke, the Chalsha, Dati. He says, had I known that your lip was cut, I would never have gotten so upset, and you wouldn't have died. Hashtag, let the Marvadan, come and learn with me. Come spend some time with me. Amalei, he must have the Mibe Rach my Tulish, Chibna, Zilna. He says, if you're willing to daven, that I won't die anymore. I mean, that if I ask questions and you won't kill me anymore, be low, low. Azilna, I won't go with you. Hoel, the Khalid. Shato, he says, if I, this time you saved my life, you're able to bring me back to life. Right, Khalid, that's enough. So, Tarye, right, he brought him back to life, or he took him with him, Ukme, and they set him up. Shaila, called Speka, the Havalei, Upashtinini Ali. He asked them all Spekot that he had, and he answered them. So that's Hainu Dama Rabbi Yochanan Dilchon Imre Dilchon Hi. So what's the explanation over here? Yeah, first of all, it's not clear whether he actually went back with him, whether Rav Kahana went back with him, because he asked him the question. It's not clear if he went with him into the base medrash and he asked the question, or on the spot and he asked him the question, then he went back home. Because he wasn't clear that Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't kill him again, or he wasn't comfortable with that. And therefore he went home. Rashi proves that there were cases later on that he went to his house, right, that he did go home, because he said, Damar of Kahana, he loved the Nesivna Kahanta, I was not married to Kohen, I loved Anag Giloi, I would never have gone into Galut. Right? So the Gemara says, over there, it seems like, they say, but how the Makom Taragalita, you went to a place of Taram, and they love Anag Giloi, because the Galut Sharinin Sheikh. Right? He says, I wasn't like other Inshim Shari, Lo Babur Makom Taragalita, I didn't have to go there, Ella, maybe time Makhut Berakti, because of the Makhut, I had to run away there. Alma, but there haki chai hava. It seems like he lived afterwards, that he went ahead and he lived afterwards, that he did come to life. Question of where that was, or whether that was in the possession of, with Rabbi Yochanan, that he learned with him, or that he eventually went back to Babel. It's not clear from over here. The last line, Rashi explains, is, Haina dar Rabbi Yochanan dilchon. Everything you learn, imre dilchon he, really belongs to him. That's like a very similar thing we have Rabbi Yochanan by his way of Rachel. Right, so it's Minyana de Yoma, right, by his Rachel, by when he comes back, and she throws herself in front of him and Talmidim go to move her away. He says, no. Everything, right, call Shmashiyesh Libi, all that I and you have, Shalhahi. Right, that is all her. So Zip Deo Meir, everything that we're learning, what Yoch Hanan says is really Rav Kahana's, because he's the one who taught me in the right way, and he's the one who gave it over to me. That's the way he explains it. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says no. That Rabbi Yochanan was speaking to the Babylonian Talmidim in front of him. Tosus says it in many places that Rabbi Yochanan had people from Babel in front of him and he dressed them. Right, this is the Gemara in Brachos and other places which says Halan Halahu. Rabbi Rashi and Tosus always argue on what Halan Halahu means. And Tosus explains it. Rabbi Yochanan talking in Eretz to the Babylonian students in front of him. So here he says, when Tosus says he's speaking to the Babylonian students, he's saying, Bilchon, right, yours, meaning you, yours, who's yours? Rav Kahana. Your guy, Rav Kahana, Amar Zilhoni says that, and this is the Gemara in Sukkah talking about whether a Rabba is a Minhag Nevi'im, right, or a Takanat Nevi'im, right, whether it's a Minhag Nevi'im or Takanat Nevi'im, right, so he says that who told us that it's a Minhag Nevi'im? Rav Kahana. That's what he means. He says, Bilchon. Your guy, meaning the Babylonian students, who's your guy? Rav Kahana was a Babylonian. Dilhoni is the one who says that it's a minhag nevi'im. That's the way Tosfos reads it over here. Right? I know, I thought it was the same thing. Why didn't he bring Reish Lakish back to life?
That was his greatest
instruction. Right, right. That he didn't, that he killed Reish Lakish and he wasn't, over there, I don't know. I don't know why he wasn't able to.
Maybe he was a different Jew and he wasn't able to.
Right, earlier in his life. Here he's a Sabo, but he was very often in Sabo. Oh, that may Taxka the Rebbe Abel. Right, some guy who showed the Pasco Rashi says is a Takshit Meshi. Some sort of silk or fine clothing that he showed them. Yadim Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Afka. So Rabbi Abel came before Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Afka, Yadim Rabbi Elo, Gabai, Rabbi Elo was sitting with them. So automatically, this Rabbeinu Tam says in other places in Shas, that as you see, that Rabbi, when it gives it, lifts the people sitting together, and then it puts one of them outside, then he's going to get the Kiddush. He's going to say, Sover the Fiyube, they thought to make him Chayav. Now it's not. Donat the Din, Zika the Chayav, Chayav the Zakai. Someone who gave judgment, gave the wrong judgment. Zika the Torah, the Earth, the Tamei, Masha Tzatzui. Psak stands, he shall limbate over, but he has to pay it back. That's a Dine de Garmi. The Dine de Garmi, we pass on that you're Chayav, then also over here, this is Garmi, should be Chayav. Amalei Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law comes back and says, "Okay, my Rab." That Mishnah. When we talk about that Mishnah, that's a Mishnah of where you got physically involved. That's Sabbat Atam Beyad. We saw that earlier in the Masechta. See other places. Sabbat Atam Beyad. It's not Dinei Garmi. It's where he physically got robbed. He's a Mazik. If he's a Mazik, he's got to pay up. So Amalei Zilagabi Rabbi Shimon Ben Yakim Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas. Send Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Shimon Ben Yakim Rabbi Pedas to Dinei Dinei Garmi, because they are Dan Dinei Garmi and they're Mechayak. So Azul Gavai, we went over there. Chayavei mimatzisan. They made him chayav because of our Mishnah. In Machmata Gazman, chayav. If it's stolen because of the Gazman himself, he's chayav amin lo se'acher. But we came to the Achvei Ochvuyet. What does it mean that the Gazman is because of the Gazman? Because the Gazman, he showed him the property. So if he showed him the property and we still say he's chayav, right, that is because you're chayav in cases of dinei digarmi. Right, how gavet have him if maskid le kat of the katspo? This is Gavra who had people, or some person had put with them to be Shomer, a silver goblet. Sliku ganveyaloi, the gun of them came to steal it. Shaklo, Yahavaluhu, they came and they said, listen, hand over all the stuff. And he does, he hands over the silver cup. So, after the Kameh, the Rabba, came to the Rabba and he says, Patre, said your Patur, I'm like, Baye, I might throw a small one, Chaveruhu. What do you mean? They show up and say, hand over your money. Guy takes out the silver cup of his friend. What type of business is it? You can save yourself with your friend's money. If he's a rich guy, then the thieves were coming because they knew he was rich. Not after the silver cup. They weren't after the silver cup in particular. They were after this guy. So when he pays him the silver cup, he's got to compensate his chayav. Below, after the kasbah. But if he's not a rich guy, then the reason the ganedim showed up is because they know there's a silver cup here. So they came because of the silver cup, then him giving a silver cup is not actually, it's not showing him because the Ganavim were after that. That's what they came for. Oh, God, Rodav Amaki, Gabay Arnaka, the Pidyon Shvuim. He had the wallet of Pidyon Shvuim, money that was collected from Pidyon Shvuim. Siku Gabay Aloy. The Ganavim came, Shakla, and they gave it to them. Yavani Aloy, when he gave it to them. Probably Rab over here to make it right to Rab to be the same as the other case before. Patre, he said Patur. Again, it's a case of Matil Atzmo Mechamereu. It's a great answer here. There's no greater Pidyon Shvuim than this. This is exactly. Right, that was it.
Interesting. I mean, when you
write Pidyon
Shvuim,
you write
it
for
someone specific, or
is
it general?
Right?
You have to say it's general.
It was. It seems like it, because they were makfited over there for him to watch until they could use it or what they had to use it for. So he says, there's no greater Pidyon Shvuim than that. Even though, now close to that over here, even though we said before that if you're not Siv and not Siv Yad, that you're chayav. And over here, he hands them the keys. The iron he's standing is there. Says over here, the shiny shomer. That the shomer is different. That's when a person gets over to the shomer, an item to watch. Part of the na'im of a shomer is that if somebody comes to kill him or to insist on him to give up the item, that he doesn't have to be matzil nafsho. He doesn't have to give up his life, right, to protect his pikadon. Part of the accepting is that if somebody comes under duress and presses on him to give it up, that the shomer is allowed to give it up. That's the tnai of the shomer. So here it's a different case because he thinks that it's part of the job description includes the ability to give it up if your life is endangered by it. So that's what Tosafot says over here. It's not considered, even though it's not considered a mayad, it's not a problem. Also, you have to establish over here that he was a rich guy over here. Because if he wasn't a rich guy, then he could have made the same distinction that we made before, which is, right, that difference between a rich guy and a, right, not a rich guy would be the same distinction you could draw here from the ceiling, because they weren't coming for him, they were coming for the object itself. The fact that it isn't proves that he was a rich guy here, and the distinction is that he didn't have money at that time. He's a rich guy, but his money was all encumbered, it was all out. He wasn't liquid, and they showed up and they're demanding money. So he gave them this to Dunyom Shavuim, and he called that is to Dunyom Shavuim itself. Oh, Gavra, the Akhtim Ba'asik Chaman of Mibra. So, Kazim, the Nesplika Inshim B'Mibra. So, it sounds like here, this guy came, they had a ferry, right, that was there, and this guy came on with his donkey onto the ferry before the others, right, it's not clear here, the others, the Nesplika Inshim B'Mibra, either other people got on the ferry with him, or he did it before they got off the ferry. I mean, right, they were, what? Right, the rush is a slightly different gear, so that would make it more. Like the fact that he got on and then they got on with him. This sounds more like the other guys were disembarking. Before they disembarked, right, this is etiquette, a no-no etiquette thing, which is you let the people come off the elevator before you get on, right, you let people come out of the door before you enter. Here, he jumped on the boat with the donkey before the others could get off from the other side. The boat's going to sink, right, because he gets on with the donkey, the extra weight is going to cause the ferry to sink. Also, Gabra, Malakle the Chamra, right, the other guy comes along and he strong arms the Chamra, Dao Gabra, Vishajil and Ara. He basically throws it into the river, Vitava, and it drowns. Right, so that turns the boat from going down, the ferry went down, he takes the guy's Chamra and tosses it up. Either Malakle, the strong arm that pushed it over, or Malak, that he was a sailor, right, and he was the captain, the captain of the boat pushed the thing off and said, no way. So after the command, the rabbi, right, comes before Rabbi Patri, says it's Patur. I'm like, bye. So this guy's saving, they saved the boat with this guy. Come on. I'm like, how many car rodeh pava? This guy is a rodeh. Because
it's
his,
kamor.
Right, it's kamor. Well, the guy who brought the kamor on is basically a rodeh because the ferry's gonna go down. Right, so he's the problem with the ferry, and so we're gonna dump his kamor off because of the fact that he is the Rodeh, Rabbo the Tameh, Dama Rabbo Rodeh, Shai Rodeh Pachar Chabeirav. Someone was chasing his friend to kill him, Lorgo, Vishibere Tekelim, if he destroys things, Benchel Nirdaf, whether it's the guy he's chasing, Benchel Adam, Kol Adam, anybody he breaks, Patur, Shai Mitzchayeh Ben Afsho. Because this guy is Kimlai Rabbi Yonet, because anybody who sees him can kill him, because he's a Rodeh. Well, someone who's a Rodeh is Chayeh Misa, right, can kill, anybody can get him, can kill him to protect the Nirdaf. Therefore, it's Chayeh Misa, then he's Patur, Mikom Mamonar. The near death is being chased. Shishibar the kelim shrodeh patur. He breaks the kelim of the rodeh, then he's definitely patur. Shloyim amanok, chaviv alav mikufo. Because if he has permission, the near death has permission to kill the rodeh, then certainly, how could his body be worth less than his money? Oh, he's going to be patur for killing him, but he's going to be chayav his mamon. It doesn't make sense. Aval shkol adam chayav. On the other hand, if he's running along and he destroys other property or does something with other property along the way, chayav, that's true, 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 that's let's deal. Mm-hmm. What happened? You have a third party here that gets after the Rodeif. You have a Rodeif in your Daf, and another Rodeif shows up to chase the original Rodeif who's going
to
kill the inner Daf.
Which he's allowed to do.
Bishiber Kalim, Benchon their Daf, Benchikol Adam Patur. In that case, he's Patur. Lo min adin, that's not Minitor Allah, he's not Patur. Why? He's not Chayav Mita. Why should he be Chayav? Why should he be Patur? What dispensation does he have here to be Patur? El Shema Tao Merkin in the Chadam Shvitzel Chaber, Min Arodeif. It's a dispensation to allow or to encourage people to save in your Daf. Right? We're not going to be Chayav you in the, what do you call it, in hot pursuit. Right? This is a general halacha of hot pursuit. If you're in hot pursuit of this Rodeo to get him, then we're not going to be Mechayev you for any incidental damage that happens along the way. Right? So that is Rabba the Tameh, it's over here also. This guy's Rodeo. If you're Rodeo, you can dump his money over. His money becomes, right, what do you call it? His money becomes Hefker. Since his money becomes Hefker, you can dump the Chamor in and you're going to be Patur. And Mishnah. Shat Benar. If the river came and flooded the field over there, oh, I'd rather pump in that, but you were. So, down about Uncle Joseph, there's a mero, still this French field, the Shatsanar, and then the field is flooded. Chayav, Armid, those two there, the very below, they've got to replace the field. Here's your field back. Okay, what are they arguing about? Beloz is Irish Ribui, Umiute. Beloz are Dorish Ribui, Umiute. What's Ribui, Umiute? So, we're going back to Baifre, hey. She spent a lot of time in it. So the Rikre says, Bikifesh Bamito, what does that mean? Right? It says, Nefesh Kifesh Allah Mao Bashem, Bikifesh Bamito. Right? He denies it. Bepikadon, O Mitsumetiaz, O Begazel, O Ashokadamito. O Masaveda, Bikifeshva, or in Aveda, Bikifeshva, Nishba Al Shaker, and he takes the Shva Shaker. Alakat Nikolashe Yasea Dama Chatobaina, and one of these items. So that is the mute. Right, we have the riboy, which is kichesh b'amito. That pikadon is the mi'et. And then the last thing is, what? Oh, mikol ashei shaval love the sheker. The next pasuk, v'shilim ato b'roshov, v'shilim ato b'roshov. So mikol ashei shaval love the sheker, that is a riboy. Chazir riba. Riba u'miyo to riba, riba kol. When you have riboy u'miyo to riba, everything's included. Right, so my rabbi, rabbi kol mi'le, it calls everything. My mi'et. Mi'et, one thing. What's that? Shtarot. Why shtarot? Because shtarot are worthless. Shtarot don't have any inherent monetary value to them, so they've been excluded. Rabbanan dashle klalei u prat. They learn it the klal u prat the klal. The kichesh klal the pikadon prat and mikol chazar biklal klal u prat the klal. Yatadan elokein a prat. Ma prat davar mitaltel gufo mamon. That is a movable item and it has inherent value. Davar mitaltel gufo mamon. Also anything that has is movable and has inherent mamon. Yatsu karkaochi mitaltelim. Kakaros do not movable, they're real property. Right? The two avadim chuksu the kakaros, avadim that are like karkaos, this is obviously epiknani. The two shtarot, shabbish mentalim, making for mamon, even though they're movable property, they have no inherent value, so they'll be excluded. So my focus here is whether the tzadeh is really stolen or not. Right? So according to Chamim, you can't steal the tzadeh. You can't steal the tzadeh, and you can always say, Hari Zal Khalif Banecha, because it's not in your possession. According to Rabbi Lazar, you can steal the tzadeh. Since you can steal the tzedeh, then when it's nishtafa, it's your tzedeh that was nishtafa, and you can't say, you have to compensate.
Well,
over here.
The comment was the status of a field that was removed from the possession of the original owner.
Right, it's not. It's a temporary problem. And the field remains in Bamari Kama. It belongs to the original owner.
It's not.
I mean, that you're stealing from the usage of the property, but the property itself still remains in the possession of the original owners. Alright, Badatanya Akoto Taparab Shatfanar. Wait a minute, if that's the explanation of my focus, what about this price? Gozel is a parah, someone steals a parah, shatva nahar, and it was swept away by the river. Chayafli mahudu a parah, you have to replace the parah, the very obi of azar. But from your mim, omer lo shol chalafanecha. Go get your parah, down river. The river has your parah, go get it. Now this obviously can't be a machlokus, whether it's karko is exalted or not, because here we're talking about a parah, we're talking about metalkulin. Says Hasam be my mitzligay. What are you going to explain there? My folks over here. So I'm going to papa. Hasam be my kinyan kshigodzol tzadeh mechaveru vayta parav vusalaf. They know the case here was he stole the tzadeh and his friend parav was sitting on it. So he there's this tzadeh plus the parav. The shat panar and then the fly comes and floods it. The Rabbi Loz is the tamei. Rabbi Loz is the tamei that what that he's koneh the karka. If he's koneh the karka, got the karka. He's also koneh the parav. And the Chamim the Tamei, the Rabbanim the Tamei, which is what? That if he's not Koneh the Karka, he's also not Koneh the Parah, because there's no Kinyan Agav over here. There's no Kinyan Agav over here. He doesn't take possession of either item. If he doesn't take possession of either item, then it's Shud Marei Kamar. You can say, Harishal Panecha, with both items. Okay, we'll stop over here.